The defense, first of all, the defense was obviously good, yeah. But there were times where we saw they were struggling a little bit. And then Robert Saleh seemed to have no control over the team itself. The offense was being run by Aaron Rodgers. You had Nathaniel Hackett there. You heard opposing coaches. You heard people on iNetwork and various other stations and radio and beyond. Everybody that knows anything about football was talking about how pedestrian the Jets were, particularly offensively, how they were bereft of the kind of leadership that you need in order for this team to be what their potential was for them to be. And then you saw the relationship with him and Aaron Rodgers on.
Stephen A. Smith of ESPN giving his thoughts there on the very recent firing of Jets head coach Robert Saleh. Jeff Ulbrich, their defense coordinator, will serve as interim head coach. Saleh, 20-36 in just over 4 years as head coach, was into his fourth year as head coach. I don't find this to be a surprising firing, only the timing of it surprising. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Or excuse me, we are going to get now connect to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We've got Frank here online. He's been holding for quite a while. Frank, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing very well.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay, thanks. Just wanted to compare a couple things. I'm a long-time Denver Broncos fan. I love the Bills. I grew up in Wyoming. Huge Josh Allen fan. I see a lot of similarity of the organization and the fan base and the media coddling McDermott. You guys aren't, I mean, from my perspective, Broncos did the same thing with Mike Shanahan after he won the Super Bowls and he hung around and he just couldn't get the job done anymore because Elway retired. And Shanahan won Super Bowls. He was good offensive mind, but he won the Super Bowls because of Elway. Same reason Belichick won Super Bowls is because of Brady. Belichick and Shanahan were great coaches in their own respect. But McDermott isn't in their boat. You have a once-in-a-generational talent in Allen. And for the fan base and the media in Buffalo to expect different results from McDermott, it's just not going to happen. I mean, I'm not attacking McDermott personally, but he's just not going to get the job done. And it's unfortunate. There'll always be a good team with Josh Allen. I think Allen is probably hurt a lot worse than you realize. And I'm not making any judgments about the personnel on the team. That's up to you guys. You know that situation better. But I think for the fan base to continue to make excuses for McDermott, it's just not going to lead to anything good. And that's very unfortunate for a lot of entities. But Bronco fan base did the same thing with Shanahan, and they eventually parted ways, and Shanahan went to Washington and was very unsuccessful there. So I don't think McDermott, the only reason McDermott's winning games is because of Josh Allen. You're not winning games because of Sean McDermott. And this idea of complementary football, I mean, tell that to Tom Brady. Brady threw the ball when he wanted to and when McDaniels wanted to, not when Belichick wanted to. And so that's my perspective, and I wish the Bills the best. I was heartbroken the other day when they lost at Houston, and quite frankly, that is as unforgivable as the 13 seconds. That's my piece. I wish you guys the best.
Yeah, Frank, thanks for the call. I don't really think many of the fans are actually giving McDermott much of a pass or anything. I think that's one of the more critical fan bases of a head coach in the sport. I will say on the Shanahan stuff, it ultimately did take him missing the playoffs 3 years in a row after winning two Super Bowls to eventually get fired. Mm-hmm. Now, to your point, though, that was after Elway, you know, retired, and they eventually became much more of a team that was, you know, 10-6, 9-7, 11-5, what have you. I don't want to give too much credit to McDermott because I really am still quite dumbfounded at the end of the Houston game. And yeah, for the fact of the matter is, like, they fumble a lot of these close, big time decisions. They do.
Well, it's
and we're in year eight,
right,
with McDermott.
Yeah,
but he made the playoffs his first year with the Bills and a rebuilding year with Tyrod Taylor. Mm-hmm. Some of it was due to turnover luck and such. That was not a very talented team, don't get me wrong. They were in somewhat of a rebuilding, but he did make the playoffs and he routinely puts up a very good defense that gets hurt a lot, don't get me wrong. I heard Jeremy and Joe talking about it a lot this morning, and I know a lot of the rest of our hosts have kind of talked about it. I have a tough time talking about McDermott getting fired because I honestly don't feel it to be a realistic topic.
What do you mean? In the sense of, like, it won't happen, or?
Not right now, no.
Oh, well, yeah.
And not even really at the end of this year. Like I just said, but Mike Shanahan, who won two Super Bowls, had to miss the playoffs three straight years. Andy Reid is maybe the perfect example for McDermott of many people defending, don't fire him because Reid was this guy for years, just on the offensive side of the ball. It also took him missing the playoffs, like, I think 2 years in a row, but not winning a playoff game for like five.
I think something that along also, those
lines. Like it, for me, I understand it, and to a certain point, I very much agree with it. I also just, I think we're just screaming into a black hole.
Part of it, though, I think depends on who the owner is and what the time in the NFL is. Because if you look at all those, it's drastically different time periods in the league. And if the owner, in this case, Terry Pegula, or you can look at any team and say, look at that owner, look at Jerry Jones. He's a very demanding owner.
Mm-hmm.
How demanding is your owner in terms of success? If your team goes from a top three offense to middling of in the NFL.
What did Jeremy and Joe say today? They're 13th.
Yeah. And right four spots behind them is the New York Jets and old friend Brian Daboll. So I think that part of it depends on what you look at as successful. And another part of it also depends on where the NFL itself is and where your team is within that league. Because if you look at what the Bills have right now, it's a franchise, second best guy in the league, sometimes first best guy in the league. Freak of nature quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
A defense that never quits, partially because of McDermott, and an offense that is sputtering because of organizational decisions. And I think that a big part of that is going to be what happens to the defense.
Yeah.
If the defense starts to take a nosedive, I don't think it's going to take missing the playoffs for 3 years. I don't think it's going to take missing the playoffs at all. If both of the... Because your division is good, is bad enough where you can make it to the playoffs because of Josh Allen. And I think that if it's a, you know, you're squeaking into the playoffs a couple years in a row and your defense is starting to sputter and your offense is still having issues, that's when you could see a firing even though the team made the playoffs. I really think that that would be...
I think it will take a lot. I know. I will say, though, the temperature is turning up in terms of the national media.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how much on ESPN they have, but I know Colin Cowherd has mentioned, I think on his own podcast and then his show as well, of like, it's time. And don't get me wrong. I am kind of at a point, too, where it may not even necessarily be firing, but just a different voice. We are in year eight. They have made a single AFC championship game. Mm-hmm. They have not made the Super Bowl.
They have lost
in the divisional round 3 years in a row.
This should no longer be the trust the process teams. This process is set.
Yeah, so
you have everything. Your quarterback is no longer Tyrod Taylor and Nathan Peterman. You have Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and change the culture a little bit. You don't have to make a foundational change, but you have a good foundation. That's what you should build off of. And and you have this moment of, look what Josh Allen did for Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
And you can't, you have to seize that. You have to go out and get someone else that can be like him.
I just don't, it's, to me right now, it is just not realistic to expect it, to want it, to hope for it.
Well, no, I'm saying with this group, you have to try to do something like that. You have to take advantage of what you're given and adapt from being the team that had Tyrod Taylor to, hey, we have Josh Allen, the best quarterback in the league.
I mean, so then, like, we're talking about a head coach being fired on a Tuesday heading into Monday Night Football. Is that what you want then? Is McDermott gone?
No, I'm saying if you're not going to fire him, then change something. Have a conversation of, hey, look, what we have here is great, but we need to build on top of that. We can't just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Oh, no, I don't think they are doing the same thing over and over again. I think they are changing it, and they've done it wrong. I think that's the thing. They have changed.
You need to make a change right now. You can't wait till the end of the offseason. I know it's a year in transition, quote unquote, but you can't wait this offseason because you have moments right now to go get players that can help you be better right now. Amari Cooper, Davante Adams, Adam Thielen, Deontay Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
There's names out there that can be acquired, and you've done it before. You went out and traded a first round pick for Stephon Diggs. It's got to get to this point where I get it. They tried something and it didn't work. But the past 3 years, they've done the same thing where they've tried something and it didn't work. Like I said, I read off all those free agents.
No.
They go out and get Deonte Hardy and Trent Sherfield last year. It didn't work. What did they do? They sat on it. They waited. And look what happened in the playoffs. Look what happened in the last half of that season. You went away from your number one wide receiver. And oh, look, now he wants to go. Now he wants to leave.
It wasn't necessarily that they went away from Diggs. I still think with that is Diggs saw the writing on the wall and goes, I don't like this. I don't know what they want.
Well, that's my point.
It was more, I don't like what my role is going to be. What my role is going to be is not going to be good enough here. It's going to be what it was last year, which was we all looked at Diggs and went, what the hell's going on? And then, you know, after that, yeah, I mean, they had Davis there, sure. They had Shakir, they had Kincaid. But, like, that's been my biggest issue is the guy they're spending $8 million a year on in Curtis Samuel and the guy they spent a first-round pick on in Dalton Kincaid aren't doing anything. I mean, Shakir's out. You need guys to make a play. And their decision was to throw the ball six times to Mac Hollins. A guy who I heard the Matt Harmon clip because I was sifting through that as well.
Yeah.
Who, after they missed him on third down, he's the gunner on the punt team.
Right.
And so I do not think this is their plan A.
No.
I think it ultimately became that when they were getting a second-round pick for a 30-year-old wide receiver. But ultimately, it has failed. And I think they're also – I think it's still a little early to judge Joe Brady, but man, it's 2 weeks in a row where I'm just sitting here dumbfounded at some of the decisions he makes as a play caller. And they missed with Dorsey as well because they love to keep the continuity. That, to me, is both the biggest positive and the biggest negative with the Bills.
Well, and that's what I was talking about is you need to break that continuity. You need to be able to turn on a dime in season when you can recognize that something's not working. Make moves now that will help you not only for the rest of the year, but for future years to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying you have to fire a coordinator. I'm not saying you have to fire a head coach. I'm saying go out and make moves that make your team better, or at least try to.
Well, I mean, they are trying. That's where I'm not totally.
What do you mean they're trying to? They made a trade.
I mean, they did last year for Rasul Douglas.
Right, but
we're in week five. We're still a month away from the trade deadline in a league that doesn't really like to trade in season. It's only a new sort of development that teams are willing to do so.
Right, but the iron's hot right now. You have to strike it.
Is the iron hot?
Devontae Adams, there's been all this chatter about what's going on.
The Raiders want it done. Yeah, that's great that they want it done. No one's paying a second-round pick and then paying his salary. No, that's the chatter now is no one's doing that. So the Raiders, I mean, Pierce goes up to the podium and everyone's like, what happened with Damien? I don't know. You can ask Devontae. I don't know. We still want the second round pick. There is no iron is hot. There's nothing's happening.
I think in the sense of the iron is hot, I meant, you know, more so the Bills are in need for this and there are names out there to be had. And you kind of want to.
But are there names out there? Amari Cooper's not even on the trade deadline or in the trade block.
His contract looks like he is.
Sure, absolutely. They're bad, but there has been no rumblings about Cleveland's fielding calls. They're ready to go. That team is operating like nothing is wrong. Deshaun Watson is still their quarterback.
Which is crazy.
So is the iron actually hot? That's my thing. We throw out all these names. Is it actually happening? Adams, probably. I think he is going to get traded. I also think he's going to go to the Jets because they're desperate. They are a team, as we're seeing now, they're firing their head coach on a Tuesday before a Monday Night Football game when they're only 2-3. They're still okay. They're still alive. They don't look great, but they're still alive. That's a team that will trade a second-round pick and take on a bulk of the salary, even if they can't really afford it. They will work something out to do so. That is what bad football teams do. And I think a lot of people get locked into that. A lot of fans of, you need to make a move now. And it's like, slow down. You make a hasty move, and now in 2 years, you're like, oh, how could they do that? Now, well, there you go. That's what happens. So when these win-now moves don't work out, like statistically they won't, because one team out of 32 wins Super Bowl every year, you're pissed in 6 months, even though they did do something. The Bills did draft a receiver in this draft class. They did add guys. My frustration has been with the coaching. I think also the players, though. You know, Mac Hollins, track a deep ball, my guy. Please.
Yeah,
fight for the deep ball.
The way he looks back for that ball that he's wide open on, I don't think that was the Allen throw. We were texting when that happened. That's not Allen overthrowing him. That's Hollins' inability to find the ball. He looks straight up. He doesn't turn and look back. He looks backwards over it. Like his eyes were upside down looking at the ball. And it's like, that's elementary stuff.
But then even on the Josh points, we were talking about that. The Kincaid pass.
Yeah.
Dude, put some air under it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason a linebacker who's two steps behind Kincaid can make a play on that. Make the throw. You're in year seven. Learn to throw a deep ball. And so I think it's not all on the coaching. These players have to perform. Defensive players who are undrafted guys waiting for their time, they get in there, they're ready to go. Jamarcus Ingram was making two interceptions against the Dolphins. Cam Lewis looks like a great nickel corner. Now, at times, they're backups. It's going to happen that all of a sudden, yeah, you're a backup. I get it. But on Sunday, Dwayne Carter, baby! Third-round rookie goes in there. He's ready to go. Offensive players, regularly, they're lost.
Keon Coleman got hit in the back of the head with a pass.
Yeah, the offense at times looks like they don't practice together. That's both, I think, on the players and the coordinator. But they're not an Amari Cooper away from being a really good offense. They're not, no, but they're not a Davante Adams away from being a really good offense.
But they are an Amari Cooper or Davante Adams away from getting back to being a good offense, getting into the flow and getting that. Because I think part of it, too, is everyone is so tense about what's happening right now. And everyone's so, you're playing tight. You're gripping the ball too tight. That's the problem right now is everyone gets so concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't have that safety valve. Diggs was that safety valve. And Allen and Diggs, you could say. Mm-hmm. But now it's just Allen. And if you rely on just Allen, yes, he can provide you moments of greatness. But he also has shown the sugar high Josh stuff, where it's overthrowing a ball by 10 feet, underthrowing a ball by 10 feet, and having it get picked off.
Mm-hmm.
Making a stupid run that could get himself hurt. There's so many different ways to go about this. And yes, I want to put it all on my franchise quarterback. But at the same time, you need to have someone on the end of the play that he can rely on too.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's the other problem is he doesn't rely on these guys yet because he's not familiar with them. Shakir is probably the only guy he's extremely familiar with and comfortable with making tough passes to because Shakir doesn't drop anything. But when he's out, what are you going to do?
Yeah, they look lost when he is not at 100%.
When a fifth-round wide receiver, mm-hmm. granted, he's very good.
Yep.
When he's not in the offense, you just collapse.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
803-0550 is the number to call. We'll get to your calls here after a quick timeout. Zach Jones, Josh Mitthayer on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.